Sox. White Sox.
Go White Sox.
1, 2, 3.
Gone. Moncada ties the game here tonight. Turn him on.
1-1. Abreu is swinging a high fly deep right field.
At the wall. It's gone for a two-run homer.
Second for two. On the first. Triple play. How about that one?
Now, live from the Hilton Chicago, it's special coverage of Sox Fest 2018 on the proud home of everything White Sox, WLS AM 890.
Welcome back to White Sox Weekly here on WLS AM 890. I'm Connor McKnight. We have another hour here with you at Sox Fest 2018. We're down in Salon B of the Hilton on Michigan Avenue. We have had a number of luminary guests come through. Lucas Giolito, Jason Benetti, Nicky Delmonico. We had Carlos Rodon on here. Tim Anderson is coming up at 2:30. John Howell of the Morning Show was here a little while ago. And it is our, dare I say, pleasure to have with us from the Steve Dahl Show this afternoon, Brendan Greeley joining us.
Yes, the heavy hitter guest. Continue, the lineup continues.
This is the one. Our program director, right. Peter Bolger, came up here and was like, you clear the decks for Brendan Greeley.
We bumped Baines. We bumped Luzinski.
Yeah. Well, Jim Thome was supposed to come on the show. Yeah. Hall of Famer was supposed to be on the show. He was like, no, you got to axe him. He's gone. He's out. Can't happen.
We got to get Greeley. We got to get him.
So I know, Brendan, I know you're going to walk around and do your thing that you do at remotes here real quickly. But let me just remind fans and listeners that they can indeed call the show at 312-591-8900. We've got a chance to take a couple of phone calls in the next half hour. Tim Anderson's going to be here right after the 2:30 news. And if you want to ask a question to White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson, you can follow me on Twitter at C1McKnight. That's the Twitter handle. You can ask questions to Tim, and the best one will get asked on the show this afternoon. Brendan is like a man possessed here, champing at the bit to get into some of the White Sox fan base. I'll let you do what you do.
Okay,
my good man.
Thank you. I'm over here checking out some of the fine merchandise you can get, like lots of bobbleheads, jerseys, game used bats. I'm looking at a JB Shuck game used bat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
JB, an Ohio State guy, so that's not really your Iowa thing or my Wisconsin thing, but JB is a good dude.
Right. Oh, we got some Avi Garcia used bats.
So this is like a legit garage sale going on right in front of our broadcast station.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
Awesome.
I like it, and the fans are wandering through. Maybe since I'm here, might as well talk to a few of them.
I think that's probably your duty.
Yeah.
Your sworn duty as a radio host.
Right? I think so. Excuse me, folks. How you doing? Okay. Live on WLS Radio.
Very
home,
live.
Home of the White Sox. So, I saw you admiring some framed photos here. What were you looking at?
Well, I was looking at Bo Jackson there. I remember the guy. He played both sports, and boy, he was super.
Maybe the greatest athlete of all time.
Oh, without a doubt, those injuries hurt him a lot, though.
I think Michael Jordan is the greatest.
Michael Jackson was pretty good, too, before he hurt his knee. Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, MJ's the greatest. He also played for the Sox.
Yes, he did.
So you think you're going to pick up some Bo Jackson merchandise, or?
We probably will. We're going to take a look at all what they got offer here. And
bobblehead for $25. Come on, can I put you into a bobblehead right now?
Ooh, that sure would be nice, yeah.
Can I get you to agree to that price, $25?
Oh, yeah. That's a good price for him.
All right, let's make a deal. We have just sold a Bo Jackson bobblehead. Congratulations, sir.
I really like Brendan Greeley selling merchandise before he's negotiated a finder's fee.
You will not be disappointed.
Brendan's looking at some Bo Jackson stuff. They've got Oakland Raiders and White Sox stuff, it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a dual action bobblehead here?
Yeah, they've got him in his Raiders 34.
I got
34.
You. Yeah, the silver and black and the white
black. And the White Sox number 8.
All right,
fantastic.
So do me a favor here, Brendan. I'm going to ask you to go to your left all the way down to the corner in here. So we're down here in Salon B. We've got an autograph stage to our right where I believe, who's signing autographs right now? Is Jason Benetti still down there or is he? Oh, Steve Stone and Jason Benetti are down here.
Nice.
They've hawked some auctioneer items. You can actually find stuff on their broadcast. They'll just sell stuff right off the prize shelf to you.
They're good like
Nothing I've ever given them for the prize shelf is gone.
No?
I gave them a nice unopened bag of David sunflower seeds 2 seasons ago.
I love David
Never went anywhere.
Seeds.
signed a Southpaw Jedi bobblehead for them last season.
On Star Wars night?
That didn't go anywhere.
Ah,
yeah. Man. So I have those at the house, the sunflower seeds and the bobblehead.
Keepsakes.
So we're down in Salon B, and the garage sale's going on, and I've been staring at these white, unlabeled boxes that you're right in front of right now, and, and I've been wondering what they are since we got here, and I'm wondering if you can help a guy out.
Yeah, these are a variety of White Sox postcards.
Would you say you have a plethora?
I would say a plethora. Do you know what a plethora is?
Yeah, Hefe, I would never tell you you have a plethora without knowing what a plethora is.
El Guapo. Yeah, these are White Sox greeting cards
and
postcards. Yeah, fantastic. With like classic White Sox logos and
That looks like a 50,
every era.
Yeah, something in the 50s there.
Yeah, very cool.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I could get you a box of these, one for $20 or three for $50.
Three for $50. How many gift cards are we talking about? Sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, you're gonna be set for pretty much.
And they
the
come
rest
with the envelopes,
life.
Right? So I can mail into my friends and family.
Exactly. Excellent. Yeah. So all right. So think about it.
It's a heck of a deal.
I think that's a solid maybe. Excuse me, sir. How you doing? I see you're walking around with a bat. We're live on WLS Radio.
Oh, he's been wandering around the broadcast for quite some time.
Oh, you got an autographed ball and an autographed bat. Who signed those items?
Oh, let's see. I got Nicky Delmonico. Yalmer Sanchez. I got, who else do I have? Oh, Harold Baines. Two of some of the best Sox prospects, Zach Collins and Jake Berger. And,
you've been making the rounds. Have you been waiting in lines, or you just been pouncing on players as they walk around?
I've been all of it. I'm trying to make the best of this this weekend, you know.
It's fantastic here, isn't it? Are you having a good time?
Oh, absolutely. Jason Benetti actually just he threw my baseball across the room.
He's got a violent temper. He does. No, I'm kidding. He threw it to you?
No, he threw it away because I was making fun of his alma mater.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that with Jason. No,
I know. It was a big mistake.
Small margin of error there.
I'll never do it again.
You picked
learned. Lesson learned, my friend. Well, thank you. What's your name?
Ben.
All right, Ben. Have a good time the rest of the weekend, all right?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. See, people are having a blast here, Connor.
People are having a blast. It's a sold-out Sox Fest 2018. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a little radio work here, mechanical work. It's Brendan Greeley of the Steve Dahl Show joining us here on White Sox Weekly. I'm Connor McKnight.
How you doing?
I'm not done.
I can't help myself.
Good Lord, Greeley.
I drank a whole Mountain Dew before I got here.
I watched you do it. I was terrified. I told Dave Zaslowski, our producer, to take that away from you.
I was like
a small child with too much sugar.
Was reprimanded.
Tim Anderson's going to join us right after the 2:30 news. Yeah. That's what I needed. That's
unless
very
this
important.
Segment goes long, which you know, then we'll have to bump Tim.
You will
Sorry.
Not be involved in the Tim Anderson interview, my friend.
I don't blame you.
All right,
I don't
now go on. You. Continue your nonsense.
Hey, kids, how you doing? We got some kids here live on WLS Radio. Are you having fun at Sox Fest?
Yes.
What's your name?
Christian. Kaylee.
Kaylee, what? All right, who's your favorite White Sox player?
Maybe Jose Abreu. I have no idea.
That's a good one. That's a good one to pick.
It's a good one.
Who's your favorite? There's so many, right? You love them all?
Yep.
Right on. All right. So you got some nice White Sox merchandise. You guys having fun?
Yep.
Sox Fest rules, right? Could you say that for me and then we can make it into a promo?
Sox Fest rules.
Thank you. You take coaching very well, kids. Have a good time. Aw, aren't they cute?
Well done. Yeah. Well done, friend. We're going to hear that on Sox games all the time.
Right.
Ed and DJ are going to be very confused when we've got that coming back from break during innings, but I think it's probably worth it.
Right. I think so. Oh, dude, speaking of memorabilia, I gotta show you something.
I was going to say, last year you brought me something.
I brought something.
It was a signed, no, it wasn't signed. I've since had it signed. It was a...
I was just trying to go over a velvet rope and...
I don't know if that's even explainable.
I
wish I had video of that. I asked Bill Melton to sign it, and he said, well, you couldn't get the shirtless picture. And I said, no, I couldn't find one. Apparently, Brendan didn't bring me that.
Yeah, I kept that one for myself.
So he yelled at me for a little while and then signed my photo, and then we moved on with our lives. But last year you brought me something, and I haven't received my gift yet.
Right. Well, this is just going to be a gift for your eyes because this is an item
You're taking this home, huh?
Yeah. Well, all right, so 25 years ago this weekend, a young Brendan Greeley attended Sox Fest.
Right.
And this is the 1993 welcome package that I got Just want you to
at
take
Sox Fest yeah. in 1993.
Right, exactly.
So this is a little piece of history, is what it is. Yeah. It's wrapped in a very nice
the original
Sox bag.
Original bag.
OG bag. It's
That's
got
the original
tears,
93
I can tell.
Bag. Uh-huh.
It is a string pull bag.
Uh-huh.
And this is a now so it's a black three-ring binder.
It's, mm-hmm.
it's the Good Guys Wear Black edition.
Yeah, remember that era?
Sponsored by Colonial awesome. Iron Kids Special Recipe Bread.
That is the best bread. I mean, I don't even know if
you
they still
have a loaf of this at home from 93?
Yeah, exactly. It's starting to turn
I make
a
all
little.
My sandwiches on this loaf.
It's a classic loaf.
All right, so you open it up and you've got the, oh, this is actually this, really cool. We've got our
official
couple
program.
Of pictures here. We'll tweet these out. These are the programs. This was, uh-huh. it was the Hyatt back in that. I don't know if we're allowed to say that because this
podcast. Yeah,
so you got this whole thing. You got the map of Sox Fest.
Right.
And everything.
And it's got the lineup of all the players.
And you took newspaper clippings?
Mm-hmm.
God, well, young Brendan Greeley was a nerd just like I am. This is,
that's right.
My Lord.
And I've saved it for all these years.
Oh, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Doyle Baseball Review magazine. This is, mm-hmm. as best as I can tell, this is a magazine edition of, it's essentially like the Tom Emanski video, but it's a magazine edition.
Exactly.
This guy, they've got a picture of a guy swinging. I can't tell who it is, but they've got a picture of a guy swinging a bat. He's way out in front.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way he made contact.
He was out in front of the changeup.
Did you go to a Doyle Baseball Review camp at all? Did you show up
you know,
for that?
They put a couple ads in here in the welcome package.
Sure.
But they weren't able to get me.
There's a brochure with a bunch of Sox gear here.
Yeah.
And some people with very 90s hair.
Right? It's amazing. Just the
aggressively 90s hair.
It's fantastic. It's like,
that's wonderful.
It's like a bunch of extras from Friends that you'll see in the background.
Is
like
there a White Sox starter jacket in here? I haven't seen.
Is.
Last year I saw a Sox fan walking around Sox Fest with a White Sox starter jacket.
Fantastic.
And it was, I mean, you know, we interviewed players. We interviewed coaches. We interviewed front office guys. That starter jacket might have been the best thing I saw all weekend.
Right. What I had a Bulls jacket as a kid. That
well,
was mine.
And that's the thing. You know, if you're around our age, if you're in that generation, if you didn't have a starter jacket,
right. uh-huh.
you know, in middle school or in high school, then you weren't doing it right.
Don't even go to school. You're just
you really couldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
And the ridicule was.
Yeah. I admit that lately I've Googled starter jackets and thought about purchasing one.
They're coming
off
back.
eBay. Yeah.
They're coming back.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
they're absolutely coming. So you've got the newspaper here from Sox Fest 93 as well.
Yeah. And so some of the names on the Sox Fest itinerary are pretty fantastic. We had interview sessions with Alex Fernandez.
Sure.
Yeah. Roberto Hernandez.
Oh, yeah.
Ron Karkovice.
Those guys were all just back at the ballpark last season.
Right.
Celebrating the 25th anniversary of the ballpark,
yeah,
if I recall.
Yeah. So, yeah. Pretty cool.
So this was Sox Fest 93, which means it would have been going into the 93 season. Is that correct? Did they have it for the 92-93 season?
Yeah, it was February 93.
Okay, so the 1993 White Sox finished first in the AL West. Sox fans will remember that.
Yeah.
So Brendan Greeley was not a curse.
No,
for the 1993 team.
Who would have thunk it?
They did not immediately go into a strike after the season either, so that's good. Mm-hmm. 92 and 70 was that club. Of course, you had Ozzie Guillen and Robin Ventura and Tim Raines. One dog, Lance Johnson, in center field.
Yeah.
Would have been Ellis Burks in right, George Bell DHing, Frank Thomas at first base.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Cora at second base.
Joey Cora, yeah.
And then it's Karkovice catching.
Yeah, he had Chico Carrascal. Carrascal, how do you say that?
Yeah, I'll let you do it. It's fun to watch you do this.
Greg Graybeck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was quite a lineup that year.
You know who I forget was on that '93 White Sox team? Dave Steeb. I completely forgot.
Really,
that
was he?
He's right at that age. You know, I'm 32. So his his big years in Toronto, I had no idea that he was as good as he was. You know,
right.
As you start diving into and, you know, finding out your history, getting a little bit bigger base. Had no clue he was as good as he was.
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah, he put up the stats.
He really did. Yeah, absolutely did. Let's check what time it is, see if we can let you loose back. No, we got to take a quick break here, Brendan. You cannot go back into the audience.
Oh, I was just about
to. If you want to hang out with us, you can go. I will re-release you back into the wild.
Okay. All right.
After a quick commercial break.
You let me know when. You let me know when.
Settle down. Good God, man. Well, we got to take a quick break here, if only so that Brendan will stop sweating. Tim Anderson up at 2:30. I'm Connor McKnight. This is White Sox Weekly on WLS AM 890.
WLS is more weather reports.
Here's your Weather Channel 3-day forecast.
Winter storm watch up for the northwest suburbs.
At the top and bottom of every hour. Chicago's news talk. Evolve WLS AM 890.
Back at it here on White Sox Weekly. This is WLS AM 890. I'm Connor McKnight. We are broadcasting live from Sox Fest 2018. One more guest for the afternoon. It's Tim Anderson at 2:30. But we have not successfully shooed off Brennan Greeley
on
the Steve Dahl show.
I'm having an awesome time.
We tried our best to have security haul him out of here over the last couple of minutes.
Just give me a few more minutes.
He fought off two or three trained guards and has managed to remain here in Salon B of Sox Fest. Just real quickly here before Brendan is loosed on the population here.
Right.
In case you missed any of the interviews this afternoon, Lucas Giolito, Jason Benetti, Nicky Delmonico, Carlos Rodon, Tim Anderson coming up at 2:30. You can head over to the website WLSAM.com/White Sox and download all of the podcasts there. Brennan Greeley has shown up here at White Sox at Sox Fest because he cannot resist a crowd.
I really can't.
And we've sent him into the garage sale portion of Salon B. You can pick up a lot of cool merchandise. So far, we've looked at White Sox greeting cards.
Right.
We've looked at some Bo Jackson bobbleheads, and you've talked to some people. And it looks like you've queued up a couple of White Sox fans here, and I'm terrified to see what you found.
I'm a little scared myself. It's always an adventure out here in the crowd. But hi, how you doing? We're live on WLS Radio. You're here at Sox Fest. What's your name?
Michelle.
What's been the best part of Sox Fest so far, in your estimation?
Actually getting to meet Frank Thomas and getting pictures with him, and also seeing all the guys kind of getting excited. And it's nice to be on the South Side and be a fan and have all of these people be the same fan of the same team. It's amazing. So
getting together with all the fans. Big Hurt, was he nice?
Oh, he was awesome, which is what I expected. So.
And so whenever I make a baseball player take a picture with me, which is often, I always end up having I feel like I have a nervous smile because I'm meeting an idol of mine. How did your picture turn out? Did you feel like you look good?
Yeah, I think it went okay. He looked way better than I did. So.
Well, he's a Hall of Famer, you know? I mean,
he's a Hall of Famer of pictures, so.
Yeah. You got to remember, Frank's done this thousands of times. This was your first time around. You got to give yourself an excuse there. You're fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely fine.
All right. Are you buying anything here in the garage sale portion?
So my brother probably bought 45 bobbleheads. So not today, but yeah.
You're covered. You're covered. What'd you get there? You got a bobblehead?
Yeah, I've got a Mark Burley too. I'm thinking about buying.
You got a Bobby Jenks there. That's a nice one. That is a thick bobblehead. That's the
extra. You pay extra for
right,
Bobby
right.
Jenks. Yeah.
Right. You got
more material there.
Yeah. They've got scorecards, full scorecards.
Old
from
school,
games.
Like actually filled out scorecards.
Yeah. This is.
Oh, those are. Yeah. Oh, so those are lineup cards, Brendan.
Oh, okay.
Those aren't scorecards. The scorecards would be where you actually put, the events of the game. Those
That's
are lineup
right.
cards.
That's right. Yeah, thank
where you.
You
put
thank
the lineups.
You. Yeah. So this is from May 16th, 2014. This is
Give
White
a,
Sox. White Sox.
Who the White Sox play that day?
The Astros at Minute Maid Park.
Oh.
Can you guess? Can you name two players on the Astros from 2014?
2014?
Come on. Test that knowledge, Connor McKnight.
Jose Altuve would have still been there.
Correct. Yes.
Is Jonathan what month?
This is May 16th.
Okay, so Jonathan Singleton's probably not up there. Oh, nice, good pick up here. We got a Sox fan picking up. Jason Castro is probably catching.
Yes, yeah. Correct. Very
I
good.
That to this man
Very
here.
Good. And do you want to take a
Jonathan Singleton in that lineup? Perhaps.
I don't see a Singleton on there.
Yeah, probably not.
You want to take a stab at some of the White Sox in the lineup that day? Who do you think was playing second base?
2014. Is it Jeff Kepinger's season? Or was he hurt by then? May? Yeah, probably hurt.
Yeah, he was not. He wasn't there. No.
Go ahead. Give me the lineup top to bottom.
All right. You got Beckham.
Oh, yeah. Gordon.
I think he's playing short. Six. Yeah. Gordon no. Position. He's playing second base. Gillespie, Connor Gillespie. Connors stick together.
I have a good story about Connor Gillespie. I went up to him in the clubhouse in spring training, and introduced myself. First time I'd gone to spring training to cover the White Sox. This was for another shop, but I said, "Hey, Connor, I'm Connor." It's kind of funny that we have the first name, huh? The same first name. And he goes, "Yeah, that's cool." Looks right back into his locker, and the interview was done. That moment, Connor was not messing around. So, right, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Over. Ball game.
That's excellent. I like that. Oh, yeah. And then you had Jose Abreu, DH, in the three-hole.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you got Adam Dunn hitting cleanup.
Dunner.
Yeah, I remember the Dunn era. All right, let's. I'm going to put that back because I think they think I was stealing that.
Putting your fingerprints on that.
Right, I'm decreasing the value of all
this mentioned
stuff.
Earlier, Brendan Greeley has a superpower here at Sox Fest. He has the ability to instantly devalue anything you've bought.
Right, exactly. If you have any, like a baseball that's signed by all the White Sox and you want me to sign it too and bring it down in value, I'm more than happy to. So yep. bring it on by. We're in Salon B, just hanging out, you know, having a good time. Are you having fun at Sox Fest? Yeah. Can I talk to you for a second? Could you come closer? I'm behind a bar. All right. What's your name?
Sandy.
Sandy. And you're just hanging out, kind of taking it all in?
My first time here, actually.
Really? What made you want to come out this year for the first time?
My husband and his family.
Okay. So but you're a big Sox fan, too, it looks like.
I started watching the White Sox since I started hanging out with him, so.
Really? Okay. And so before that, were you really into baseball, or did he convert you into a baseball fan?
I knew nothing about baseball before.
But look at you now. You're wearing a jersey. Who are you wearing?
It's my husband's old jersey.
Ah, hand me down. Hey, nothing wrong with that. So he gets himself a new jersey, and he makes you wear his old one?
This is his childhood one, so.
Okay, gotcha.
That's utility. I appreciate it. That's good stuff.
Right on. Well, have a good time. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, everybody's having a blast. Are you having fun? Can I talk to you for a sec? Excellent. What's your name?
Nancy.
Nancy, are you a Sox fan, I take it?
I am a Sox fan. I think I really got into it in 1959. I was 12. I'm an older Sox fan. So I have not been to Sox Fest in years, and I'm really happy to be here. It really kind of makes the rest of the winter go better.
Right? You feel the community. It's, you know, everybody's in this together.
And I think that, you know, the Sox are so often overlooked by ESPN and other media outlets. And I won't say the name of the team that you hear constantly, you know. So it's really great to be here with all of these Sox fans and everything that the team has to offer.
It's Southside Pride.
It is. I'm from the Southside.
What part of the Southside?
We lived at
we're wrapping up, but real quick, short answer.
We lived near 55th and California.
Oh,
nice.
All right. Excellent. Well, great talking to you. Connor McKnight, that handsome gentleman over there, says it's time for me to go.
Off your fun, man. Right. You've had far too much.
I know. I have.
I can see you're itching for another Mountain Dew at this point here, so we're going to let you go.
It's time for me to refuel.
Seriously,
thanks.
Brendan, thanks so much for stopping by. Always a highlight of Sox Fest, your ridiculousness and the passion and the fire and the fervor.
Yeah.
We got a break for news. Tim Anderson, White Sox shortstop, is coming up after the news. I'm Connor McKnight. This is White Sox Weekly on WLS AM 890. Welcome back to White Sox Weekly here on WLS AM 890. I'm Connor McKnight. We got another half hour here with you in Salon B at the Hilton on Michigan Avenue. It is Sox Fest 2018, and we are joined by White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson. Hi, Tim.
Hey.
How you doing?
Great.
Good.
Good.
All right, that's it. Thanks, Tim, so much for coming by.
I'm doing awesome, man.
How you been, man? We've talked a little bit, you and I, over Sox Fest. We were on a panel last night, and I really do mean this, and I know it kind of gets old, and if you've been listening to the show for all 3 hours, I know you've heard me say it, but we've had Lucas Giolito, we've had Nicky Delmonico, we've had Carlos Rodon, and now you, and it really does seem that the energy here from fans and from you guys, too, is different than we've seen in the past, and it's kind of... It's being floated by something pretty specific. I wonder if you feel the same way.
Yeah, man, it's been a lot of energy. These fans, man, they love us. It's been great, man. We got a great group of guys. We got a great fan base behind us, and it's gonna be fun on Southside. We got a chance to do something real special, man. Real special.
I was talking to Carlos a bit about how you guys have all really kind of come together as a group. You know, not just the 25, but some of the prospects are in there, some of the minor leaguers involved in that too. What is it, you know, in your experience, being on as many teams you have, even going back through the minors, what does it take to form that group? Can you necessarily put a finger on exactly what all those teams have had in common?
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
Man, and the thing is, we got to have respect for one another. You know, nobody's more than the other person. We're all competing at a high level. And we're on board, man. We're excited. We're young. We're gonna try to, you know, get the young crowd into on the South Side, man. We're gonna We're going to try to switch it up and have fun, bring back some swag or something, do something, man. We got to switch it up.
You, in the last 2 months of last season, you were a man possessed. The batting average went up 30 points. The homers were there. There were a handful of triples. You had completely turned things on. And I know a lot of fans know what your season was, what your year was last year. They have read about it. No one can know what that is.
Right.
But in those last 2 months, it seemed like you got to play free. And I wonder if that's something that you have held with you, or if that's a feeling that you have moved on with, if that you've carried already.
I can say last season was tough.
It was
painful. It was hurting, man. I lost a big part of me. And, you know, it definitely played a role in how I played on the field. I was struggling. I went to counseling, and I did those sessions, man. Those sessions was great for me. You know, I kind of got back to myself in the last month of the season. And that's the team that I want to be this season. More vocal, more energy. You know, just, you know, lead the pack. I want to be the leader now. I'm ready.
It's cool that you – it's interesting that you, A, see it, and B, are ready to step into it.
Yeah.
Did you think you'd be at that point in your career at your young age?
No. Last year, man, it was on me last year, but I wasn't ready for that.
Sure.
I wasn't ready for that leader role. You know, I wasn't that vocal guy how I am now. I wasn't coming out of my shell. You know, this year I want to come out of my shell. I want to do more, man. I want to get this team, you know, back on board, man. We're heading in a good direction. We're putting all the pieces together, and we're ready, man.
It's you're one of the guys who you really have kind of come out of the shell, like you say, but right. Your excitement, you know, you walk around fairly cool and calm and collected and whatnot, but you are an excited
I'm
dude
on fire
for what's
on the
coming
inside,
up.
Man. On fire on the inside, man. I'm ready, man. We hungry. We all young.
The leadership role is an interesting thing to me, and it's an interesting kind of like transformation for you. You came up as a shortstop and are now, you know, a shortstop in the big leagues.
Right.
That position comes with, I think, certain things.
Yeah, kind of like being a quarterback.
It's a lot like that.
Yeah, you got to be the floor general, man. And that's, you know, I played a role in basketball, man. I was a point guard, so I was a floor general. It's easy, man. You just got to do the right thing, man. Treat one another with respect and, you know, hold each other accountable and, you know, pick one another up, and we're going to be fine.
You've had some veterans come through camps before, not necessarily last season, but what have you learned from some of those veteran shortstops? You know who I'm talking about, that has come through and taught you a few things to let you know how this game works.
Man, this is a tough game.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to go out every night and be great. You just got to, you know, go out and compete and play your best. And, you know, life goes on outside of the field. You know, it's more to it. And, you know, I still have to go home and be a dad.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that what keeps me on track. You know, I have to go home and be a husband. And I try to leave all the, you know, all the struggling and baseball things at the field. You know, try to separate it. And that's something that I didn't do last year. You know, I let my outside life run into the locker room with me and on the field with me in between the lines. And, you know, it kind of, I was struggling at my job. So now I'm in a better place, and I feel like I'm separating those things good now.
What are you most looking forward to when spring training comes around here in a couple of weeks? Because we are very close to things getting rolling. And really, I don't know if this plays into how you think about getting ready for a spring, but it does on the outside. So if it doesn't, I understand. There are still teams that are kind of unsettled. There are a lot of free agents out here. There's some change around the game that can still happen between now and teams getting into, you know, their camps for spring training.
Yeah. Man, we are like, what, 23? 24, 25.
Maybe.
So, man, the ultimate goal is just go in and have fun. You know, if you go in with the mindset of having fun, the rest of it's going to take care of itself.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go out and play with our heads on fire and just, you know, do what Ricky asks of us. You know, he holds us accountable, and he got us in the right direction, and he's definitely the right person to lead the pack.
With Ricky, too, you know, in talking with a few of the minor leaguers, he seems to be the guy. He seems to be incredibly genuine, regardless of who he's talking to. And I wonder if that's, you know, helped the message, helped you relate to him some. Because he's a middle infielder,
too.
Yeah,
that goes back to, you know, what I was saying. We got to treat one another with respect, no matter what level you are. You know, because the ultimate goal is to win a championship here. So we need those young guys on board and treat them like they're on our team, too. Even though they're somewhere else in a different double A, low A, but the ultimate goal is to get up and win championships here. So we got to treat those guys with respect and love on them too, just as much as we love on each other.
you were a guy who rocketed through the high minors pretty quickly, and right. I think, you know, for a lot of people on the outside, got there before we thought you would, got to the big leagues before we thought you would.
Right.
That's an accomplishment in and of itself, but it's also a challenge. And I wonder if, you know, knowing the White Sox have a farm system that they do,
yeah.
if that's a conversation you're able to have with guys who might be close to a similar situation.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got up quick. It happened quick, man. I was, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
3 years in the minor leagues. I got there, and it was everything I expected, man. I had a good rookie season. I had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to be again. You know, last year wasn't fun for me. I wasn't having as much fun as I was my first year. A lot of new faces now. You know, we're all young, man. Like, man, we're just so excited. We're pumped, man. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be dope, man. It's gonna be so much fun on Southside. I'm excited about it.
So we threw a couple of questions out on Twitter. At C1 McKnight is the Twitter handle. And if you had a question for Tim, you could text it in or tweet it in, I guess. And the one that we had the most come up, and this is one we threw out to Carlos as well. It's a complicated one. It's a philosophical one, really, Tim. And I think it gets back to the core of, mm-hmm. you know, humanity, of being a human being. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
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 I don't guess.
But it's bread and it's bread and it's meat.
Yeah, but it's sideways. I guess.
Is it the hinge?
Man, you're confusing me.
Well, this isn't me. This is Alejandro, White Sox Solga 11.
It's not a sandwich.
Twitter.
It's not a sandwich. It's just a hot dog.
It's just a hot dog.
Just a hot dog.
Okay, but so a hoagie, right?
Yeah.
Like a sub sandwich.
Yes.
It's the same thing. You're just putting.
That's the sandwich. Yeah.
Putting other
but
stuff.
But the bread
in.
Is turned same. A different way. The bread is this
no,
way.
No, it's sideways. It is, so you're saying it's the where you
no,
put the stuff in the top?
You saying the sandwich is
I didn't
you're going to put
this
it here.
Is okay. W Sox Solga 11 on Twitter. I'm not.
Well, yeah, he's going to. The hot. I don't know.
You don't have to
I'm
know.
Looking too deep into it, I guess.
No, you can't look too deep
All
into
right.
this question.
It's a hot dog.
Okay, it's a hot dog.
Yes,
it's not
dog.
A sandwich.
Not a sandwich.
Carlos was the same way.
Yep.
I got to tell you, I think it's a sandwich.
You see how crazy that is, man? You start thinking all type of stuff.
I know. I'm getting deep now. I'm thinking about, like, so for instance, like a taco.
Yeah, just a taco.
It's just a taco.
Yeah.
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
But a hoagie's the same kind of, I mean, you could turn it
yeah.
and it'd be the.
It's still a hoagie.
All right. All right. I mean, listen, you heard it from Tim Anderson. It's
yep.
still a hoagie,
yep.
which means. The position of White Sox Weekly on hot dog or sandwich will officially change.
Call it what you want.
Yeah. No, we're going to. We're going to change our position. We will be officially here on the show a hot dog from here on out.
All right, great.
My mind has been changed. Tim, thank you so much.
Thank
appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate
Shining
it.
Shining some light on the situation
yes,
here.
Yes.
Thanks so much for the enthusiasm. Stopping by. Enjoy the rest of Sox
for sure,
Fest.
For sure, man. Appreciate
we will see
it.
You in a few weeks.
All right. Thank you.
Tim Anderson, White Sox shortstop, here on White Sox Weekly, WLS AM 890.
There's a swing and a long one to left. Tag bag, is it enough? He's hit his 400th, has Paul Konerko to tie the game at two. Paul, nicely done. Congratulations.
The Sox play here.
On the WLS White Sox Radio Network.
Welcome back to White Sox Weekly here on WLS AM 890, a special off-season edition at Sox Fest 2018. I'm Connor McKnight. We're down in Salon B of the Hilton in Chicago. We have had almost 3 hours of broadcast now. The time really has flown by, and thanks to the White Sox for helping us do that. Lucas Giolito, Jason Benetti, Nicky Delmonico, Carlos Rodon, and Tim Anderson just on the show. We earlier, David Hochberg did his show from down here too, from 10 until noon. He had Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson on the show. Ed was scheduled for a 10-minute hit. That's what we call it here in radio. It's a hit when you come on the show. And Ed stayed down here for something like 45 minutes, giving out homeowning advice and loan advice and that kind of thing. I think he actually gave a loan to somebody here in the crowd, actually, while he was down here with Hochberg. So that was always a blast. And it really is always fun to come down to Sox Fest and do these shows. Because, and this is, I don't know if it's a White Sox tradition. I know a lot of organizations have these, you know, fan fests during the off season, but and I hope I'm not giving away anything inside baseball, but when you walk around here, if you're kind of part of or attached to the organization, when people who are in the team, people who work in the front office or sales or marketing or all that kind of stuff, they don't say hello, they don't say, you know, Happy Sox Fest or whatever. The greeting that they give you is Happy New Year, which I think is kind of fun. I think it's kind of cool. I think it's a different way of looking at this. And yeah, there's some, all right, get set, here we go. It's 162 games in 185 days, and there's a grind to it. But I think there's an excitement from, whether it's from Tim Anderson, who's here. I mean, you heard him say it. He's on fire inside. The guy is, he walks around calm and cool, but I think whether you've been to some of the seminars here at SoxFest or whether you've, you know, had a couple of things signed by him at one of the many places you can get an autograph signed, the guy is absolutely ready to roll this season. He, along with others, Nicky Delmonico and Lucas Giolito, both of them on the show here today, and both of them talking in a very similar thread, cannot wait to get things rolling for this coming season. They know what's there. They know what they're capable of, and they know what they're able to accomplish in the coming year, and that's become established big leaguers. And really, you know, I know I've mentioned it a couple of times on the show, so hopefully you don't get tired of it, but this is what the show's about. We did a panel last night with the first rounders, and one of the questions asked by a fan was, when did you know that you were going to be a big league ball player? Do you remember the moment where it occurred to you that I'm going to play in the show? And most of them didn't have a single moment. None of them had a single moment. It's, I think by and large, all of them have always wanted to do this, have always, you know, whether in the back of their mind or kind of quietly living it every day, thought that they're going to be big leaguers. And now they get a chance, a lot of these guys, to have their first crack at making an all-star team, at being recognized as one of the top guys at their position in the league, in the American League, to being a team that, you know, could be a little bit of a dark horse that's going to get some light shown on them this next season if they do well. And I think for many reasons, this team is going to be fun to watch in 2018. And I think that development is going to be part and parcel of it. What I'm very interested to see is exactly how, you know, some of these games are won and lost. Just exactly how they're going to come out, you know, down to that ninth inning. I think one thing we've learned is that there's not, and Hawk Harrelson talked about it some when we had him on the Steve Dahl show on Friday night. We talked a lot about his broadcasting career, but he mentioned it probably twice. Ricky's boys don't quit, right? That was the mantra of the broadcast last season. There's not a lot of quit in this team, even though the wins and losses weren't where you'd want it to be for a championship caliber club. I think that has been solidified, right? I think that's been laid down as something that can't change. It's been laid down as something that Ricky demands of his players, and they've been accepting of it. They've been understanding of it too. So I think, you know, as we kind of wrap up our afternoon here at SoxFest, not to say that there's not a whole nother one coming up on Sunday, but as we wrap up ours, it's the panel of guests that we had kind of dictated the direction of the show this afternoon with Lucas and with Nicky and with Carlos and with Tim, guys who are ready to ascend to that next step. And I guess to a certain degree, every ball player is. But I guess we were going, you know, spot by spot, as we have throughout the offseason in the review preview series that we've been doing, that kind of all offseason long, looking back at the White Sox in 2017 and kind of trying as best we can to project forward into the next year. You know, it's a rotation that, and a little bit of news here too, that Carlos Rodon was talking about when we had him on the show. He's going to start a throwing program on Monday. It's a rotation that has a veteran in it, in Miguel Gonzalez. It will, at another point, have another veteran added back in Carlos Rodon. Lucas Giolito and Ronaldo Lopez as what will not essentially be the rookie seasons, but that push. And for Carson Fulmer, it'll be a lot like that, too. It'll be his rookie season. I think for those guys, for that rotation, and for Carlos maybe specifically, it's a lot of prove it. Or maybe a better way to put it is a prove that you're yourself. I think that's kind of what Carlos was talking about a lot when we had him a couple of, maybe an hour and a half ago, something like that, just an hour ago, is that he's ready to get back to being the guy he was. He knows that that's in there, and I think some of the performance from last season would show you exactly that. You know, the run of starts where he's, you know, sitting with the 2-point-something, 2.8 ERA, I think, and a bunch of strikeouts, and the injury pops up, and, you know, he's got to learn to deal with that. I think he's pretty clearly ready to show that he can be the horse that the White Sox drafted. I think Lucas feels the same way. I would imagine Rinaldo feels the same way, too. You know, offensively, on the other side of things, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show, but Ricky Renteria was talking a bit at a seminar this morning. Sorry, it was yesterday, about Yoan Moncada. And I think, you know, this story kind of has a lot to do with other players, not just Yoan, but it stands out with Moncada because of what his skill set is. You know, the very distinguished eye at the plate, an ability to hit for power, but also, you know, last season swinging through some pitches, not quite being there for the entire time. And then, you know, the last couple weeks of the year really came on strong and started to, I don't know, refine things some. What Renteria was talking about in regards to Moncada is there will be times, Renteria is talking about, where maybe you do take yourself outside the strike zone just a little bit to achieve a certain goal. Maybe there's a guy on third and just poking one out there somewhere is going to bring in a run with less than two out. You know, that kind of idea. And I think it's got to be such a fine line to walk for young players at the cusp of being full-time, of being regulars in Major League Baseball, to know when to go, I'd say outside yourself a little bit, but just, you know, do something a little bit against what you're programmed to do. Understand that, or maybe it is, you know, understanding that you're programmed to do this too, that it isn't just doing what it is that got you here in the first place. It's understanding the larger demands of a baseball game and how to accomplish those day in and day out. Delmonico talked a lot about, you know, when we were here with him, the difference between learning how to play hurt versus being injured. And he talked a bit about how a conversation with Renteria went when the wrist injury popped up for him. And perhaps he said, I could have pushed a little bit harder to play through some stuff. And finding that, finding where you're at that fine line is a tough place to be too. So there are a lot of lessons that the 2018 White Sox have to learn as a group and as individuals. But there's a difference between not knowing what you don't know and knowing what your goals are, knowing what those check marks, what the boxes are that have to be checked. And it really seems as the excitement is kind of around Sox Fest 2018 and as the fans have kind of poured in and out of Salon B here with the garage sale and the autograph section next to us, that there's a real enthusiasm here that's not propped up by anything that's fake. I think the players themselves, and I think management has done a lot to enforce this as a real and tangible thing. And as you kind of look around baseball, and yeah, there's some settling to do in the offseason, and there are still clubs like the Milwaukee Brewers who just the last couple of days have really changed the face of their club and signing Lorenzo Cain and trading for Christian Yelich. And it really does kind of feel like the White Sox are ready to get into spring training at this point with the guys they have. There could be a couple additions here or there, a non-roster invitee there and there. Rick Hahn has said there's always a transaction possibility around the corner, but I think really for this club, it's about getting there and getting it done. You know, it's about showing up and making sure that the lessons learned last year aren't forgotten and that you've got a club who's ready to take that next step. I think that's been really interesting to hear from all sides of this organization, be it front office, be it players, be it management. And by management, I guess, Ricky and his coaches and whatnot. And I think that's going to be the most fun thing to watch as spring training turns into opening day. That's what we're looking forward to broadcasting here as well. That is going to do it right here for us on White Sox Weekly for just for the afternoon. There's more coming. We've got an hour tomorrow afternoon from noon until 1. Ricky Renteria is going to join us. So is Jake Berger, first-round pick of the White Sox in 2017. So you want to hang out for that. You can always hit us on Twitter, at C1McKnight. That is the Twitter handle. You let us know what you're thinking, and we'll bring it up here on the show. You want questions? You got questions for Ricky Renteria or Jake Berger? Drop them there. We'll ask them. Otherwise, in case you missed any of the show, you can head online, WLSAM.com/White Sox. You can download the podcast there. I'm Connor McKnight. Thanks so much for coming out and saying hello. Thanks a ton for listening. We will catch you tomorrow, noon to 1, for more White Sox Weekly right here on WLS AM 890.
You've been listening to White Sox Weekly, the official weekly talk show covering all things White Sox baseball. Listen every week for White Sox Weekly on WLS AM 890, the proud home for White Sox baseball.